You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Bueno, cuando se dice en familia, eso es lo que queremos decir. Con dos de nuestros amigos aquí del podcast de El Huddle, íconos en realidad de los medios aquí, no solamente en español, pero para todos nosotros que trabajamos aquí, Rolando Cantú y Miguel Gurwitz, ya lo conocen de el Sunday Night Football en español, de Telemundo, aquí duramos el día entero con todos sus athletes.
Sí, ¿verdad? ¿Sí, no? O sea, lo cortito es Sunday Night Football, ¿no? por Telemundo. Fíjate, MJ, qué gusto verte otra vez en Radio Row, como gran tradición que tenemos ya visitándote,
ya
en el Huddle y sobre todo en cada espacio que nos das con la invitación. Estoy feliz de poder estar con mi compadre de nuevo.
Y bueno, ahorita, más tarde en esta semana, cambiamos, ¿no?
Sí,
yo, ustedes, exacto. Sí, pero es verdad, es una tradición. Ya, yo siempre digo que esto es como una reunión entre nos,
sí.
¿Verdad? Entre nosotros que trabajamos de este lado, bueno, como miembros de los medios, en este juego que nos encanta tanto. Pero nosotros siempre con los fanáticos latinos, ¿verdad? Porque nosotros conocemos que sí, ya el amor, sí, y el conocimiento del juego es bastante grande en nuestros países.
Claro.
Y yo sé que para ustedes en México ya se sabe. Ya los tres hemos ido a los juegos allá en la Ciudad de México, en el Estadio Azteca, que es algo legendario. Para ustedes, ahora estar parte de Sunday Night Football, that's huge. ¿Cómo ha sido para ustedes, Miguel?
La verdad es que ha sido, antes que nada, gracias por tenerlos.
Claro.
Es un orgullo estar aquí con dos íconos. Ustedes sí son dos íconos de la NFL. La verdad es que estamos muy contentos. Ha sido un año fantástico. Estábamos claros que la NFL ha ido creciendo año con año. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Pero creo que una de las tareas pendientes era penetrar más el mercado hispano.
Claro.
Y la verdad es que con los resultados que tuvimos en esta temporada en Sunday Night Football, que se incrementaron los ratings en un porcentaje importante, hemos terminado muy satisfechos y además entendiendo el hambre que hay,
claro,
de la familia hispana por este, uh-huh, deporte.
100%. Para mí fue algo tan especial porque cuando voy a Miami y estoy con mis padres, obvio ellos hablan inglés, pero su lenguaje,
claro,
es español. Entonces poder ver el juego transmitido en nuestro lenguaje, que mi papá, sí, no tiene que preguntar, ni mi mamá ya puede escuchar completamente todo lo que está pasando en el juego, eso es algo que en realidad faltaba,
claro,
para la comunidad
esa
hispana.
Conexión, MJ, que, uh-huh, tú dices, o sea, aparte que nosotros también consumimos el fútbol americano, la NFL en inglés, porque
¿en inglés?
Es nuestra pasión, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Pero tenemos la fortuna de ser los comentaristas en español y para Telemundo y Sunday Night Football. Dices tú, cuando ves esos casos de que, oye, mi abuela o mi madre o mi tía, uh-huh, que está media limitada con el lenguaje, o sea, ahí se tornan las barreras, porque la NFL existe para todos.
¿Para
y creo
todos?
Que eso, sí, eso es lo importante, ¿no? Qué gran caso y qué bueno que nos compartes eso para mandarle un saludo, ¿verdad, compadre?
Por, sí, favor, por favor.
A don Fernando, Fernando, sí, Acosta. Fernando Acosta, no, y él le encanta ver la transmisión de ustedes, que ahora él me llama y me dice, oh, estoy escuchando a tus amigos, y se pone tan emocionado, porque algo que resalta, ¿verdad?, para sí. nosotros, cuando ya nos conocemos, y para él ya son familia, ¿verdad?, ya lo vio, él sabe que yo lo conozco, entonces para él están en familia también. Cuando estén en Miami, vayan allá, comida dominicana, ya está listo.
Bueno, ya, gracias, listo para sí. Podemos agendar desde el lunes.
Desde ahora.
Sí, sí, por favor. Y pasamos mucho tiempo en Miami porque claro. llegamos temprano durante la semana para hacer el escauteo, la preparación de la transmisión. Entonces, tenemos tiempo.
Tenemos desde
hay
el
tiempo,
jueves.
Hay tiempo. Los Acosta siempre listo para una parranda y una comida y un pues, asado, lo que
qué
sea.
Rico.
Para nosotros aquí, esta semana del Super Bowl es la cima, ¿no? Para sí, esto sí. es lo que esperamos la temporada. Bueno, el año entero, no solamente la temporada. Ustedes acaban de llegar y ahora, bueno, sigue el marathon. ¿Cómo es esta semana para ustedes con todo lo que tienen que hacer, no solamente para el trabajo, pero siempre hay cosas fuera de la transmisión que tenemos que hacer?
Sí, creo que es una semana diferente. Miguel y yo siempre estamos preparados, o sea, estamos acostumbrados a game day, ¿no? Para uh-huh. nosotros es el lock-in, el escauteo, sí. tenemos múltiples conversaciones uh-huh. durante toda la semana, no nada más Miguel y yo, Víctor Bermúdez, que es nuestro productor en Sunday Night, y siempre hay esa comunicación. Cuando no tienes la presión de estar en el juego, o sea, no tenemos los derechos uh-huh. este año, pero estamos transmitiendo como, claro. como tú y como muchos medios que están aquí en Radio Row, yo creo que vienes con un feeling diferente sí, claro. en cuestión de comunicarle a la gente lo que está pasando, que es la pasión de la NFL, que es también lo que pasa durante la semana. Este es un evento muy importante. Claro. Tenemos años saludándonos aquí en Radio y año tras año lo ves crecer y dices tú, uh-huh. ok, ya no nada más hay medios de Estados Unidos ni medios latinos, hay medios internacionales que se toman la tarea de viajar hasta Las Vegas, uh-huh. la sede del Super Bowl 58 y decir, ok, ahora sí esto va mundialmente. Creo yo que para nosotros, ¿cómo atacamos? Por mi parte, creo que hay que estar listos para que todas las entrevistas es una tras otra, ¿no? Back to back, como dicen. Y es padre, ¿por qué? Porque no nada más hablamos en nuestro idioma, sino también tenemos la fortuna de hablar inglés, y uh-huh. ahí es donde la gente que sabe de Sunday Night Football en Telemundo ahora tienen la oportunidad de hablar con esos medios en inglés. Sí.
Yes. Vamos a hacer el switch up aquí, como okay. lo digo yo, porque muchas personas, por ejemplo, cuando yo comencé a trabajar en San Diego y transmitía para Telemundo también, y muchos de nuestros televidentes estaban en Tijuana, entonces era solamente claro. en español, pero muchas personas estaban, bueno, no podían creer que yo hablaba español claro. y que era mi sí. primer lenguaje. Y entonces uh-huh. que yo cambiaba inmediatamente a hacerlo en English for NBC. Sí. Pero los latinos lo hacemos todo.
Qué padre. Excuse me. Qué bendición.
So vamos a hacer el switch up aquí and we'll talk a little bit in English about the growth of the international game, because this year, are we going to Sao Paulo?
We want to, Brazil?
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We hope so.
Let's go to Brazil. Let's but go. Like we've seen it in Mexico, now it's Brazil.
Yeah.
Spain yeah. is in the works. I mean, it's mm-hmm. huge. It's huge for the game of NFL.
It's expanding a lot. Yeah. I think everybody understood that this is a global game.
Yep.
And it needs to, you know, to make the process mm-hmm. to make it global. Mm-hmm. But there's a energy all around the planet yeah. for the NFL.
No question.
And that's huge because yeah. We can't forget it's a local sport.
Yep.
But it's growing a lot. And now Brazil, it's another step on the way. I think Spain is going to get it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. They love it over there for sure. Yeah. And to your point, you've covered World Cup, Women's World Cup, Olympics. I mean, everything in between. So you, more than anyone, really understand the pulse of the sports fans internationally. And yeah. they know about us. They understand what we're right. playing. And places like Australia have a place that has Aussie rules and rugby
yes.
also play NFL football. I mean, it's incredible. And you came through an international pathway yes. to the NFL, Rolando, so you know exactly how that works.
It's a future of, yeah. of our league. It's yeah. a future of the NFL. And I think with the league getting right directly involved in these communities, it yeah. really amplifies the commitment mm-hmm. that the NFL has with their efforts abroad and right. To different countries. I had a quick story. In 2013, I went to Brazil with the Cardinals, wow. and we did a market study down there with Corinthians Steamrollers.
Wow!
And I was able to go to Minas Gerais, which was their hub of their games, and it was a tournament game. These guys played four games in 2 days. I mean, it was
NFL football games.
It was American football games. But these guys, I mean, Brazil's a very fit culture.
Yes,
and they. You see him, and it's like, oh my God, that could be like a Ray Lewis. That could
right,
be
right, right,
that
right.
could be like a linebacker yeah. in the NFL. And they started playing in 2008, I believe, formally. And in 13, they already had about 180 teams organized, and they would meet up in these areas, in these hubs, and they would play back-to-back games. And then they would just go, Miguel. And what brought my attention is there wasn't really a stadium, but there was 4,000-5,000 people looking at, like, watching these games, popping flares and chanting, you know, soccer chants, because the Corinthians and the Corinthians Steamrollers, they wore the same colors in the uniforms, and that was like the attraction.
They were in it.
They were in it from the get-go, and I was fortunate enough to spend 8-9 days with the Corinthians Steamrollers, and they still have their team down there. And so as soon as the news broke out, they reached out and I said, hopefully we have a chance to maybe visit you guys.
And you know what? We don't, as an Hispanic, as Latinos, we don't need a big stadium.
Right.
To enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. That's what Raleigh says, 100%. Right? 4,000, you'd have the stadium. So what? We enjoy the game.
Right. And all 4,000 will show up and sell it out and be crazy.
I will tell you this, MJ. That field was about 120 yards length. The grass was maybe about six inches deep. I mean, it was a mud bowl.
Different conditions, yes, for sure.
Different conditions, but the passion is there. And I'm really glad that the Brazil raised their hand and the NFL took notice, and Sao Paulo is a great city. And I'm sure the fans that are there and the fans that will be traveling to this game will definitely have a great experience.
We were talking with Cairo Santos,
of course.
And so I was asking him, what are the teams that are like popular there? And he's like, you know, I think people really like the Packers. And I was like, Packers. Interesting choice. And he's like, well, because green and yellow. Very similar to the Brazilian flag.
I know there's a big Dolphins fan base over there.
Because there's a huge Brazilian population in South Florida. So that makes sense. Yeah. So I was like, I wonder if it'll be the Dolphins. I'm sure that they would love.
Of course.
But that's a long flight.
It is.
That's a long flight.
I remember, I think from Dallas, I took my layover. And it was
like nine?
About 10 hours.
Yeah, 9-10 hours.
After a layover.
After.
Woof. Jet lag, compression socks, we'll be fine. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
No, it's worth it.
Yeah, petición right now, petition for the three of us to have a special in Brazil.
Please.
Fala un pequeño. So I'm practicing, but I feel like because we know Spanish and we already speak at least two. Do you speak more than two languages?
No, but you know what? You just need to learn caipirinha. And that's it.
And
that's the first word you need.
Caipirinha.
Yeah, caipirinha.
And we're good to go. Is there anything you guys are really looking forward to in this Super Bowl week outside of the game? Because I think the game itself is going to be insane, and we'll talk about that in 1 second. But just being here in Las Vegas, being here in Las Vegas for a Super Bowl has already been eventful, and we're only 3 days in.
I always say the same thing. It's a dream come true.
Yeah.
Any Super Bowl, any Olympic Games, World Cup, it's a dream come true. You never, you always dreamed about it.
Yeah.
And every time you get to the event, you pinch yourself. And it's awesome to be here.
That's true.
I think, you know, Vegas is hot.
It is.
More than ever. They it have is. Basketball. No, they're champions.
Yep.
Champions in the NFL and in the NHL. They're going to have baseball.
Yep.
So it's a city.
Have everything.
It's hot right now.
Hockey is huge here with the Golden Knights.
The champions.
All they do so far, all they've done is win in Vegas. All right, let's talk about the matchup before I let you guys go, because all of us remember in Miami.
Yes.
Same matchup, same two teams. I remember, though, going to the losing locker room and having to talk to the 49ers players after that gut-wrenching loss, because they were up, as you remember, for most of that game. So I feel like not only the guys who are still there, the Kittles, the Juice Checks, the guys, Armstead, who have been there for so long, really want it. And they remember that day so vividly. So I think for the Niners, it's about redemption, not revenge, in my opinion. But I don't know what deal Patrick Mahomes made for his superpowers, because he's different.
Yeah,
he's different.
And you know he's got it. I mean, every year, you know, they didn't start off on the right foot. They got beat by the Lions. Everybody's like, that's it. Turn the table.
Se acabó todo.
Se acabó. Que sigue. No, but no. Yeah. Once for me, and I'm very, when we get a primetime game on Sunday Night Football with the Chiefs, and Miguel and I talked about it. It's the defense. It's what Spagnuolo has done with this defense and the veterans. They play fast. They play aggressive. They play from side to side. And they just don't miss tackles sometimes. 100%. They're disciplined. And I think when you have a defense like that that's carried you most of the way, because you know, this defense hasn't, I think they haven't allowed a 30-point game.
It's wild.
And when you have that, that means that you know what you're doing on the field. They're consistent. And
they can pick offenses apart.
Exactly. Consistency. And I think that this year, that has shown up on tape for the Chiefs. And as long as you have Patrick Mahomes, you know, semi-healthy, because that guy was going to play through anything. And
he played on one leg last year.
He did. Yeah. He did. And you always have a shot. They have so much experience, Miguel, that I think, you know, for them just being here and knowing the logistics of the week and going through the meetings and the whole commitments they have with the media, it's something that you know that it's going to take a toll on the other team.
Yeah, I think the key word here is experience. And you have it all with Patrick Mahomes, and you don't have it on the Niners side. So they have a great defense, and they have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. So when Tom Brady was playing, you always said, never bet against Tom Brady. No. Never.
Ever.
And I think we can say the same thing right now with Patrick Mahomes.
I agree. I think it would be a crazy twist of fate. I mean, the Niners have to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
And then
some.
And then some. Yeah. And then some. And it's not taking away from them at all, because the entire season I felt like they were poised to be at the Super Bowl, no question. But this will be the biggest task for them in the season. I'm excited to see how they rise to the occasion. Thank you both. Gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Nos vemos luego esta semana for sure. Siempre un honor estar con ustedes.
Al contrario.
Thank you, my friends.
Al contrario, MJ. Thank you.
Gracias.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, give a huge El Huddle podcast to our next guest, the one and only Buccaneers running back, Rashad White, fresh off the jet, fresh off the plane,
fresh off to Vegas,
Radio Row. And that's been the story of the day. Everybody's getting in today.
Yes.
How has the energy been for you since getting here?
Energy been good. Great getting here, honestly, too. And I slept the whole flight, so you never complain, man. A good five-hour nap, right? Is that considered a nap or what is that?
No, I think that's sleep. I think anything more than four, anything less than 4 hours is a nap.
Yeah?
I think I'm making that up, but I think so. Wait, so are you an immediate, like, sit down on the plane, you're out?
Yes, I cannot like before takeoff. Yes, I'm definitely
before
takeoff. Yes.
So you're not watching the exits?
No.
None of that.
Window down for a minute. Done. They don't get up until in the air. No. Yeah.
Okay, are you? Here's my pet peeve on early, especially early morning flights. There's always one person, 7 a.m. flight, they have the window shade up.
Oh, no.
Sun's beaming in. Yeah. We're trying to sleep. We're trying to nap. and they're interrupting the whole circadian rhythm. That drives me crazy. Do you have a travel pet peeve?
Our biggest thing is just space. If obviously, like, when you're not flying, if you fly first or whatever, if you don't, like, everybody still fly economy too here and there, but like, just don't have your legs all open like Rude. That. Like, you know, right. like, come on, man. Like, it's only a certain amount of space. So just protect mine and I'm going to protect That's yours. It. But for me, I always like, I really try to get the aisle seat. I need the aisle, though. If I don't sit, Same. Yeah, I need the aisle. Or I need emergency.
Yes.
I will help anybody off the plane if that time comes, I think, I believe. I tell them yes would. All the time. But
I think you would shift into gear without thinking of it twice, for sure. But you're right. People are just not self-aware anymore, and they don't care. Now that we've covered all the travel, I love that you're here with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That is huge, because you're an alumni of yes. the organization, and now you're an ambassador. So a huge full circle moment. For yes. you. What are you doing with them here at Super Bowl week?
Honestly, just hanging around. It's a little and stuff like that. So just hanging around a little that they got that's with me and things like that. I say that's the biggest thing. And then just hanging with them. It's a lot of people in the organization that like me a lot, that respect me, and I respect yeah. them and like the organization a lot. Like I said, I'm a little alumni. I still got my big with me to this day. I'm wow. 25 years old. We met when I was 8. He's huge. He's somewhere around here. He might have took the picture of you, actually.
Oh, was that your big?
Yeah, that okay, was my big. So yeah,
yes,
that was
yes,
my
yes.
big. So yeah, and wow. so it was great.
So you have had this lifelong, not just a mentor, but basically like another, quite literally a big brother.
Yeah, literally. That's basically has been like just another added on big brother to my 3 older brothers that I already have. Wow. And so it's been amazing. Just the things like, you know, just see how my mom would be when, like, if she wasn't getting to me growing up, because he had ended up moving from Kansas City to Chicago. Mm. So my mom would, like, if I got in trouble or something and she couldn't get through to me, she would call him. And, yeah. He would just be a big brother, give me the talk and yeah. things like that. So it was great.
Which, it's by the great. Way, that's just adolescence, right?
Right.
Like, just growing up. What are some of the biggest things that you still carry with you from when you were a little? Well, I guess you technically you still are, right? Because you yeah. have still your big brother with you.
For sure. I say the biggest thing is just the respect factor. I mean, my mom raised me that way, but just treating people how you would want to be treated is a yeah. big thing of mine. And just bringing energy, having good vibes and things yeah. like that. So I would say my big did a good job of that, of with my whole family and things, because he would come to like cookouts and all that. Like, he was really ingrained in me and ingrained and in tune with what my family had going on. So I say yeah. the biggest thing. So that's why I carry, obviously, with my daughter and things like that, and how I maneuver and how I move. So the biggest thing for me, and I like to be out in the community. So I do a lot yeah. of things in Tampa with Big Brothers, Big Sister, with a bunch of kids, and we just have fun, man. And I just try to bring great energy to them.
What a beautiful experience for the little who's going to be with you this week in Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you hoping that they get to experience?
Just a different type of kind of like a lifestyle, and yeah. just a different experience of seeing what someone go through and you know, just kind of them yeah. walking in someone else's shoes, mm-hmm. and just being a part of that and things yeah. like that, and also just shining light on them and just bringing, like I said, a smile to their face, just bringing energy and that impact on their life that they can always say, like, I remember Rashad White in that day I had with them and that week in them couple of days.
I was talking to somebody earlier about how when you're in it for so long, like being around the game of football and being around the NFL, and certainly as a player, we almost become desensitized to how special it is,
yeah,
how unique it is, that most people will never experience
right.
this experience. And now you get to bring this young person with you along with, like, that's huge. That's like click core memory type yeah. of stuff. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, I know exactly what you said. I think it's different. I always talk to my friend. He's like my best friend, grew up together type deal. And we always talk about it a lot. I'd be like, it's weird though, bro. Cause he'd be like, he think I'm so poised and he think I just
Which
don't
you are.
Understand the moment that I'm in. And I'd be like, I really don't. Like, you know, I feel like I'm one of them guys that I just enjoy everything. I've been through a long journey. Yeah. I've had mentors in my life, great people, my godpops, my family, my mom, obviously that, and things like that to help me come along to where I am at today. So for me, it's just big on, like, I'm just big on being humble,
yeah.
But big on understanding and having confidence and believing who I am. And so I like to install that into, like, people that just come around me, and just belief, man. The belief in yourself is the hugest thing in the world. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, it don't matter what yeah. nobody say to me, like, I believe in myself. I believe in who I am. And if kind of like I tell people all the time, if you don't like me for who I am, then we just not supposed to coincide.
Right,
like we're
it.
Just not supposed to, you know, and it's okay. Like it's fine. You know, I don't, there's no rude way or rude way to put it. It's just like, okay, I understand what's for me in life and what's not for me.
That's such an amazing mentality, because I think now, especially with social media, it's hard for people to be, and I'm referencing Cat Williams, who I know is a little problematic at the moment, but he, like his comedy special from years and years ago, like be in tune with your own star player. And I still carry that. It's a joke that he was making, but it's true. It's called self-esteem for a reason. But I think now so many people play the comparison game,
right?
Oh, they got this. I didn't get this.
Yeah.
And we're only seeing the highlight reel, right? We're not seeing all of the other layers. How have you been able to stay true to that?
Just understanding, and obviously like my camp, my circle, and the people that I've been around, and
that's important.
Like I said, like I think the biggest thing, and a lot of people think age is maturity. I don't think I think journey and what you've been through in life is what how mature you are, and how you handle certain situations is how you show how mature you are. So I'll say like the biggest thing for me is just being grateful. You know, God is good at the end of the day. Like, you know, we all come a long way. We all, in whatever job, it could be the security out there. He puts in a lot of work to do what he needs to do. So I say that's the biggest thing, is just being grateful. Just being understanding the magnitude of the moment. And don't let it just, and being, like you said, in tune with reality. Another saying I like to say is just how, like, just being real and be real authentic with people and giving them the real everything. I think real is rare now today, for sure.
Real is rare. That's a hashtag, because for real,
real
is rare. There's so many layers to that that we probably don't have enough time to go into the podcast. But earlier we were chatting about what you wanted to pursue, because you were already thinking, we all know that there is, you know, it's a finite time that you get to live out this dream in the NFL. And you were already thinking ahead, even as a younger man going into college. You studied communication, so I feel like you're right at home.
Who, me? Yeah, I'm
right
very
here
comfortable.
Behind the mic.
Yeah, I'm for sure. And y'all made it very comfortable. Cozy up here.
Tell me, these chairs, you're like the fifth person who has talked about the chairs. Shout out to the iHeart team who put this together.
Shout out. I want this in my house.
Oh,
I could just sit here all day. Right here, but like, for real, shout out, though, man. Just much love. And I just thought I had a knack. My family always told me growing up, people that have been around me, a certain energy about me, regardless of what it was, that I could just kind of probably be in front of the camera, or like I was just natural in certain things, or just talking. I was always very outgoing as a kid. So I just thought in life, how I look at it is I try to tell people like, to do what you enjoy doing, like do what makes you happy, do what you think you know, do what you know you have fun at and what you want to do, what you love. And for me, just when football is all said and done, what I enjoy, like talking on camera, whatever it is, commentating the game or broadcasting or having own podcast or whatever, be on iHeart.
Hey, okay, listen, the man is a businessman. He already knows. Shoot your shot. Call this the demo reel, right?
Yeah, be on iHeart.
Yes,
be on iHeart hosting. I love that. So
fantastic, Rashad. Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you.
Me.
I can't wait to see what you do with your little. It's such a beautiful experience for both of you. So excited for what's ahead for you in the future.
Man.
I know so much more is to come.
Thank you, guys. I'm so blessed. Truly grateful for you guys having me on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you so much.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.